All right, so good morning. Welcome to the month of love. Valentine's Day is coming up this week. The world will talk a lot about love, cards, flowers, dinner, gifts. But we know the deepest, truest love is not found in a holiday. It's found in God Himself. Today, our scripture reading shows us that amazing love and calls us to live in it. Psalm 18, David says, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. I feel like that's a really great prayer to say. It's a really great prayer. And then he remembers. He reaches down from on high and he took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Think about that for a second. The God of the universe delights in us. When we were drowning in sin, when we were trapped and helpless, we did not stand back. He reached down. He pulled us out. Now that is astonishing love. Now listen to the Apostle John in 1 John 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God, and God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. He sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Here's the staggering truth. We did not love God first. We were the ones who turned away. And yet, before we ever thought to reach toward him, he loved us enough to send his Son to die for us. The cross is the greatest proof of love that the world has ever seen. Jesus himself says it clearly in John 15, 12 through 17. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends. If you do what I command, you did not choose me, but I chose you. He calls us friends, not distant servants, but friends. He chose us. He laid down his life for us. And now he commands us to love one another with that same costly giving love. Human love can be beautiful, but it often comes with conditions. God's love has no conditions. It reaches first. It gives fully, it rescues, it redeems, it delights, even when we're unlovely. So as Valentine's Day approaches, let us point to something far greater than romance. The amazing love of God that pursued us to the cross, pulled us from the deep waters, and now calls us his friends. Because we have received his love, we can love others, not perfectly, but sincerely. With patience, forgiveness, and sacrifice. We can comfort the lonely. We can serve the hurting. We can show kindness even when it costs us, because we know where real love comes from. If you're carrying a sense today of being unloved or unworthy, hear this again. God delights in you. He proved it by sending Jesus. His love for you is amazing, unshakable, pursuing, and eternal. Let us live in that love and share it freely. Amen.